This video is brought to you by Devout Decals, makers of reusable Catholic art for your home altar, your bedroom, and your home classroom.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When planning content for this weekend, I didn't really intend it to be a Padre Pio weekend, but it sort of has become that. On Friday, I gave you a legitimate, verified vision that Padre Pio had of our Lord in the warning it contained for priests, and by extension for the rest of us. And today I decided to pick back up his description of his prayer life, in which we can learn more about how Padre Pio prays. We can learn how a saint prays. There will clearly be some gems in that for us, some good advice for those of us seeking sanctity in our more, we'll say, down-to-earth lives, and many saints have, perhaps helping us to ourselves become great saints. So here we're going to continue with Padre Pio on prayer. The storm wants to submerge me, and I fear that sometimes I have already been submerged. Nothing is able to lighten the thick darkness in which I am immersed. It seems that the waters of tribulation might suffocate me at any moment. I feel that both my physical and moral forces are exhausted. I pray, but no ray of light comes from on high. My continual asking for help from the Most High parches my throat. My God, who will free me from this dreadful prison, from this double inferno? My Father, since my praying is of no avail, ah, for the sake of charity, do me the favor of asking God again and again to show me his mercy. Heaven, I think, is closed to me, and every impulse of spirit and every sigh I send there returns in the company of some thunderbolt to wound my poor heart. My prayer seems to be in vain, and my battered spirit finds, when it draws near, yet again to try and gain access once more, that it is powerless to reach the very one who clothes it with courage and power. It finds itself reduced to this nothingness because it is unable to take any more risks, even though a little later it will once more take a risk and find itself reduced to the same powerlessness. My prayer, my Father, is the sting of mortal griefs and pains, horrible to think about again. I don't understand anything anymore. I don't know if my prayers are prayers, or powerful feelings of resentment that the heart addresses to its God in the fullness of its grief. I feel a forsaken emptiness inside me, horrible to think about when one is immersed in it. All there is nothingness, the perfect nothingness, except for the very rare lamps of uncertain light flashing in the thick darkness in which I am immersed, that is to say, to the spirit, God is in the good. But God remains hidden from the attentive spirit that burns itself up, keeping watch for him, that is compelled to seek for him, though the task is exhausting. Finding itself alone in a desolate solitude, the poor spirit goes on consuming itself, through the many fears of offending him, since it is alone with its ardent character, alone with inner and outer vexations, alone with its natural corruption, alone with the trials of the enemy. My God, where are you? I do not know you any more, nor can I find you, but this searching for you is a necessity, you who are the life of the soul that dies. My God, I do not know how to say anything else. Why have you abandoned me? With the exception of this abandonment, I know absolutely nothing about anything, not even about life, which I do not know how to live. But how can I repay all that has been done for me? The answer, unfortunately, is a very painful one for me, to repay all with prayer to the Lord. That's fine, and that's what I do. But you must also agree with me in this that I am bound by many other chains. And then what value can prayer of one who prays in sepulcher of death, of one whom the Lord remembers no more, ever have? I pray continually, but my prayer does not rise above this world here below. Heaven, my Father, seems to have become made of bronze. An iron hand is placed on my head. This hand pushes me continually further and further away. In some moments, it seems to me that my soul is on the point of seizing the object of its yearning. But who would believe it? The object which has been afflicting my soul thus suddenly hides itself from it, and with a hand, a cruel hand, I would say, pushes me far away. I find, our Father, your proposal completely so to my liking. That is, that we unite ourselves in our intention and help each other in prayer. In all bad weather, you will find me before him from 4:30 until 9:30. There I am at all times from 10:45 until towards the Hail Mary. The remainder depends on circumstances. It happens to me for a long time now that when Jesus comes, those things that I had very much at heart to ask him fly away, and I remember only what Jesus wants me to remember. It also normally happens to me that when he comes, I feel compelled by an irresistible impulse to pray and commend to him persons whom I have never seen and who I have never heard of, and to ask for these graces that have never passed through my mind. To tell the truth, it has never happened when I pray in this way that the Lord leaves one of my petitions unanswered. I am not surprised by this secondary mystery, as I am as amazed at the first. Sometimes I start to cry like a baby because I don't remember to ask Jesus for that which I have so much at heart. How this happens, I cannot understand. I greatly fear the deceit of the enemy. And who knows, I go away thinking, if I am not already in the net of the enemy. To all I have said up to now, we must add the fact that this business has, for a short time, been becoming more usual than ever. Father, believe me, one of the many thorns that contribute to making the martyrdom still more harsh is exactly this. You cannot imagine how much affliction and desolation this new thorn gives me. How is it, O Father, that when I am with Jesus, all that I have the intention and resolute will to ask him never comes to mind? Nevertheless, I feel a very acute pain on account of this forgetfulness of mine. How can it be explained? Until now, no one has been able to fully convince me. Listen then to a very strange thing. When I am with Jesus, it happens that I request of Jesus things I never had in mind to present to him, and also for persons that not only have I never had in mind, but, and this causes me great wonder, persons of such as I have never known and never heard talk of. And here it must be observed that when this happens to me, I have never known Jesus not to give to these persons those things which I requested for them. Let them fear nothing. The Lord is with them. Assure them that I never forget, in my nothingness, to commend them continually to the Lord, that I may pray for them that more than for me, and the Lord knows that if I am lying. The reason I pray less for myself lies not in virtue, dear Father, but rather in my unworthiness that makes me resist asking for more graces, being that I become increasingly more undeserving as these heavenly favors grow. Pray for me, and get these two angelic butterflies to pray for me. If I do not reach salvation, I will owe everything, after the divine mercy, to the prayers of these holy souls. And that was Padre Pio. I'm praying during the storm, on navigating the storm of lukewarmness, the storm of doubt, and the storm of real things that happen to every single one of us in every day. Do you ever find that yourself, the strange thing he spoke about at the end? This, you go to pray, and you maybe you have a prayer you want to ask for something, and then you forget. Instead, you start praying for other things, perhaps other people, instead of for yourself. Do you sometimes feel unworthy to pray for yourself, as Padre Pio there spoke about? Things to ponder, I think, from him today. Curious what you thought about all that, so let me know in the comments, please, and like and subscribe if you haven't, because it does help. So to sharing this on social media, that helps too. And as always, pray for the church. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.